Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got some international business going on here this morning, and we're in the process of connecting you to a really smart guy. George Magnus is an associate with the China Center at Oxford University, and he is the author of a book called Red Flags, Why G's China is in Jeopardy. He's talking about President Xi, who's the president for life of China. And so we're in the process of getting George linked up with you right now. He's apparently got stuck in a train on the way to where he was going to be with us. But we're running him down. We think through the miracles of technology, we're going to have you here, if not this segment, in the next segment. We know where he is. We've located him. We planted a GPS in his brain yesterday, so all we got to do now is have the satellite pick him up and connect us up. So that's George Magnus. So the thing to realize, and if you think about it, folks, I don't want to take credit for any of this. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, George wrote the book on this topic, the red flags thing. You know what a red flag is? Somebody throws up a red flag, that's danger, right? Well, I've been talking to you for a long time. I've been reporting with you for a long time, years, on China, on the fact that the financial markets were immature, that they have a demographic time bomb waiting to happen, that they've got an environmental time bomb waiting to happen over there, that they've got a population time bomb. They've got a real estate build-out time bomb over there. They've got a country that is got more factions, more disparate regional thinking people than any other country in the world, especially when you consider the size of them. Maybe Russia would be greater than that, but they don't have that. Russia doesn't have that many people. Russia doesn't have, 1.5 billion people. So China is a mess. It looks like it's imposing. It looks like it's dangerous. It looks like it's going to... it's going to be beat us, like that their economy is going to be better than ours. But you know what? Who believes their numbers? I've never believed their numbers. And I've talked to other people who know more about China than I do, and they tell us not to believe their numbers. China is not to be trusted. Folks, I'm just going to tell you straight up, China is not to be trusted. They steal our intellectual property while we're watching. Never mind the attacks, the assaults on our data and our privacy, where they literally come in as hackers. But they've devised a system to steal our intellectual assets while we're watching out from under our nose. If you go to China to open up a business, you have to have a China company be your partner. That China partner owns 51% of the new company. You have to put all of your intellectual property into it that you brought with you from America, which is now owned, including all that intellectual property, 51% by the hosting company. That's what I mean when I say they've stolen our. They didn't steal, you know, I guess you can't call it stealing. If they do it without permission, if they do it out from under our noses, That's not stealing, is it? We gave it to them. How stupid is that? Surely we don't need the business that bad. Surely America doesn't need the business so badly. Do you need customers coming to your door so badly that you'll give them stuff? I don't think so. And so now we come to the scenario where we got a president who doesn't like the way they've been treating us and who's willing to stand up on his hind legs and say, I don't like how you've been treating us. And I think we need to, and we're going to negotiate a better deal. We're going to negotiate a deal that's better for us. Not bad for you, but better for us. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. I think we're going to have George on the line. We'll come back. We're going to talk about those elements. George Magnus, hopefully, will be with me all the way from Bath, England, after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.